Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Just joined us, missed the show. You want to listen to all 4 hours of the show live? Download the radio.com app. Joining us now, speaking of our friends at WAAF Boston's rock station, also 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station, and our friends at Z-Rock 103 in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. Big show for you today. Exciting Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes in our question today. What came crashing down as police are trying to figure out the ID of a man who was in a wheel well on a Kenyan aircraft when his frozen body fell 35,000 feet into a garden in London? 1 meter away from where a man was out sunning in his yard. Then we have the man who died after falling down an open manhole in Midtown Manhattan. He fell some 20 feet. The crews who are working on that particular hole did not realize he was down there, and they covered up the manhole. 3 weeks later, they come back to do some additional work and find his body, which had been partially consumed by rats.
Thanks, Splinter.
And then we have Lady Gaga, who fell hard off a stage after being dropped by a fan mid-performance. She's doing a residency in Las Vegas. Brought a fan up on stage. He picked her up. They both fell off the stage. So our question, what came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
The thing about the Lady Gaga story, right? Everyone says it's amazing. Now, keep in mind, she invited the fan up. She was aware that he was picking her up because they were still kind of dancing together. He's singing. He drops her. They tumble off the stage. It looks bad, but the whole story is how resilient Lady Gaga was. She gets back up.
Oh, she popped right back up. Didn't miss a beat.
They don't know the condition of the fan. But nowhere in the story do they even address that this person exists beyond the fact that he dropped her ass off the stage.
How do you think that person feels?
You know, originally I thought, man, oh man, because you know people are. You know, they're like, we'll kill you. Don't mess with Taylor Swift. Don't mess with Lady Gaga. But apparently no one cares.
Okay, here's the thing.
Now, there's nothing about this guy. I've seen like 8 different stories about this, and all of them are like, you can't believe how quickly she got back up on stage. Look, credit to her, but it's like, how about the dude?
I know, but this guy, whoever he is, wherever he's from, I guarantee
who cares?
It is. Like, it's not like...
He's still there, broken, under the stage.
It's a residency. So they came into town to see her perform. Right. So this dude is like from Dayton, Ohio, or someplace like that. And you know what I mean? Like, they get crazy in Vegas all the time. You're not going to believe what happened this time. John gets up on stage with Lady Gaga. He picks her up, and they both fall off the stage. Like, this guy ain't from L.A. or anything.
And we haven't seen John since, because nobody cares.
And nobody believes him, first of all. You know what I mean?
And it's on video. At least he's got that. But do you want to brag about that?
No. Oh, yeah. What, did I picked up Lady Gaga and dropped her?
Lady Gaga, and that you dropped her off the stage.
I mean, look, it's probably the most famous thing you'll ever drop in your life.
Well, sure. I will give
Unless
you
Unless it's
that.
Like a painting or a sculpture.
Nope.
What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you would just read it's a fancy painting. Like, people know Lady Gaga.
And they care, right? They'll say, like, some important painting was stolen from a museum in France. And you're like, wow, that's a badass, you know, inside job. We don't care if the painting's recovered. We don't.
Yeah.
You don't want anything to happen to it, but you're like, whatever. If they do say, hey, they recovered the painting, you're like, so what? Lady Gaga? Hey, man, is she all right?
I know. She fell. Somebody stole Billie Eilish's ring.
Right.
Rough week.
Mm-hmm. And no one cares about the guy. Hello, Mel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what fell, Mel?
So a few years ago, I was advised from a friend to try a coffee enema.
Wait. Just hold on. Just why? Why did they want you to try a coffee enema, and why did you...
It's supposed to do something like shrink your capillaries or I don't know. I don't remember exactly other than just, oh, do this, and it'll make your stomach feel better.
Okay. Is that a mocha?
No. My friend asked the same thing. She's like, did you put French vanilla in this first?
Might as well.
No, just black coffee.
Okay.
So I did one, and it didn't come back out. And I decided that maybe it was because I didn't use enough coffee when I did it. So, because I had only used 4 ounces, so I did another one. And that didn't come out. So I thought that third time would be a charm, and so I did another one.
Oh, my God.
And it still didn't come out. And at this point, I'm thinking, I remember, like, watching a TV show where when a guy couldn't, I can't remember why he couldn't drink, but he was talking about how you could absorb fluids to the other end. So I thought maybe my body just absorbed it, and that's why it didn't come out. And so about an hour later, you know, I'm feeling fine, and I'm going to go run my errands and go to QSC.
Bad idea.
You put 3 coffee enemas, 3 of them did not return, and you decided, well, I'm going to go run some errands.
I thought I absorbed it.
Okay. Please continue.
Now, I got to ask, did you get a jolt of energy out of this?
I didn't. No, I mean, I didn't really feel like anything had happened. I wasn't all bloated or anything. So I'm like, it's gone. It's not coming out. You know, I don't know why it's not, but it's not.
Okay.
So I get to QFC. I've got my 3-year-old son with me, and we do our grocery shopping, and I had a Ford Expedition at the time, and it was an older one, like a 1998, and you have to slam it shut to slam the trunk. And so I put the groceries in the car, and I'm wearing a skirt and a tank top and flip-flops. And I slammed the back of the Expedition, and it was like a pregnant lady's, like, water broke. It was like... It was all this coffee. It was just black coffee. But my son goes, "Mommy, poo-poo."
Right.
And I was like, no, it's coffee. It's coffee.
Yeah, but it's poo.
He's right.
He is right.
Let him think
and
it's poo.
Like,
he'll never drink coffee again. He will never drink coffee.
I mean, the idea of that is also to clean everything out, right?
There had to be some poop in there. Yeah. I'm with the kid.
There wasn't. It was literally all black coffee. I don't know where it was, like, hiding in my body.
Yeah,
but
yeah. How much coffee? I mean,
parking lot at the time.
Would this be like 8 cups of coffee? Like, how much coffee?
Well, 12 ounces.
It was 4 ounces each time.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
How did you clean up?
Smaller than a grande, I guess.
Well, I'm a mom, so I have paper towels in my car, you know.
Yeah, it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing you're not single. Our phone will be just rolling off the hook here.
Who is she?
Give me her number.
We call her Folger's booty.
I'm going to go out and Mel. Wow, it's kind of like...
I want to visit your Maxwell house, mama. Man, oh, man.
For those of you listening around the country, this is your Seattle typical story.
Coffee enemas. Look, it's just... There's just no need to do it, Mel. That's all we're saying.
Well, I know that now.
Yes, okay. You do. Yes,
the coffee
you do.
Enema. I've never
those
even
are not
heard
your
of that.
Friends. They're not your friends.
Right, because
friends,
like...
The friends wouldn't recommend that.
No, that's not true. Friends would recommend that, and that's why you know you shouldn't do it. Dude, try coffee enema. To me, that's how my friends would tell me to do it, and I would know this is a terrible idea. By the way, a couple comments came in regarding Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman, because I said, you know, she falls off the stage. No word on the guy. Says, well, all the bitches, the guy is fine. Gaga brought him back on stage and gave him a hug and said that it was not his fault. Someone else adds, I just watched the video. The guy landed on top of her. I'm sure he's fine. Apparently it's from Yoda because it ends with surprised she was. And then someone else says, does it bother anyone else how they pronounce Lady Gaga?
Mm-hmm. Gaga? Gaga. Like our caller there, Mel, with her caca. What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
There was definitely some poo involved.
Yeah.
There had to be. It's an enema.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point.
I mean, what else is there besides that?
I don't know. It's just coffee.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is for about 15 years ago. I was helping my buddy Rick. Rick, if you're out there, this is for you. He's always listening to you guys. So I was helping him re-roof a wood shingle roof. And they're kind of sketchy because they're kind of like, they're on planks or I don't know what it is. But he kept telling me during the day, don't step on the wrong plank or you're going to go through the roof. And I'm like 6'1", 230. I shouldn't be on a roof anyways. So about the end of the day, sort of, I was tired and wasn't paying attention and stepped on the wrong plank and went through the roof, through the little girl's room, all the way up to my armpit. So I'm basically like dangling over her bed. So let's just say that was the last time I was helping Rick do a roof.
Hey, Joe, I've seen the exact thing happen to the guy who came and did the inspection for my roof job. It went straight through.
The home you own?
The home that I had just bought. I needed to get... It was an older home. It had one owner, and it was built in 1970. And for whatever reason, Baltimore City had a very, very massive row home fire in 1969.
Okay.
And it caught every single home on fire on this block. So one house burned, but they spread through all of them.
Sure.
And if they could have just broken and opened a hole in the top of the roof, then all the flames would have shot up out, and it wouldn't have spread so fast. So they changed the way that they did plywood back then, and they made the plywood heat resistant. So
yes.
If heat came in, it was also a little bit thinner, it would break away, and therefore the flames would shoot up.
Because all the houses are connected.
And they made that code. Well, you know, after 35 years of this and needing a new roof, that plywood was basically just not there. So the dude who fell, he fell through, but he split a 2x4 with his junk.
Oh.
Both of his legs went through the ceiling, but he was held up by his waist, which was in a 2x4. Which is going laterally across. So when he fell through, he fell about 5-6 more feet and then came through because it was kind of a
right
ceiling and then hit that plank with both feet going through.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
What does that sound like?
Well,
it's a grown man right there.
You know, like, and not only that,
the grown man landed
exactly
the wrong way.
Man. I was like, and that the good news was. Was
it wasn't
like,
me.
No, the good news was that job was supposed to start in like 4 to 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They expedited that thing and started working on the next week because they put a hole in the roof.
See, there's some.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had to get in there and work on it.
You were like, yes.
What came crashing down? 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hey, if you just joined us or you missed the show, all 4 hours of the men's room are available on radio.com. Our question, what came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
We had a woman who called a little while ago, and I will not go through her whole story, but it began with her giving herself a coffee enema, which we found absolutely ridiculous. Why would you do that? Blah, blah, blah. So someone says, a coffee cleanse is extremely effective and healthy. Their text kind of went haywire, but essentially someone had a terminal illness and a doctor recommended a coffee cleanse. Well, with a terminal illness, you can recommend anything you want.
I'll do whatever you say.
Right. Once you say it's terminal, it kind of doesn't matter. And someone else says, when I was in the Army, we had an NCO who was addicted to coffee enemas. He OD'd on one. Found him dead in the woods. That from Paul in DuPont.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
And Robin recommended you do it with Senka Instant. Mix it yourself.
The crystals really seem to be effective.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
LARP on, gentlemen.
Hola!
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? I've been listening to your... I just got onto your podcast about 3 weeks ago, and I'm just about caught up.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And don't forget, all of those podcasts are available for you now if you download the radio.com app.
That, of course, is the podcast, Two E's and B.
Oh, man. Hey, Mike, can you clip that so we can take that into that meeting? I need that. I need some audio. Thank you.
So it came crashing down.
So I wasn't there when it happened, but we had just gotten this new dog, and he had some extreme anxiety issues.
He was smoking and stuff.
Really bad.
Drinking a lot. Yeah.
This job sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
My life sucks. This bitch.
Well, she goes to leave the house one day with the kid, and and the window is open in our son's room. We live on the second floor of an apartment building. Well, he starts whining and barking and barking and whining, and then suddenly he jumps through the screen door, screen lands, he makes this perfect landing, according to my wife, and just runs off.
Wait, he ran away?
What was that?
He ran away?
He ran away because he didn't want to be alone.
Oh, okay. Did you look for him?
Oh, yeah. No, neighbors got him about 5 minutes later, and he was fine. But,
yeah,
after that, we had to have an un-air-conditioned apartment closed.
Yeah, well, hey, look,
once your dog jumps off the second floor, it's like, go ahead, close that window.
There's some animals that do that, and you go, do we go looking for him?
There's one like,
we got to find him. Or there's, maybe he ran away.
Well, generally, you think they're going to come back. This happened to me a few years ago. So my buddy was like, I guess you trial test a dog?
Oh, yeah, foster home.
Yeah, for like a couple days.
Trial test. If you don't like it.
It's exactly the same thing. They just try to find gentler words. Like, we had to put the dog to sleep.
No, it's like...
We slept together. We're fostering. Now, we're going to give this a little test run.
It's like buying a car. They'll give you like 3 days to bring it back or whatever.
So it was a smaller dog. He's wearing a sweater. The dog's a little skittish. Now, in a shocker, it likes me. But it doesn't like most other people in this house. So I'm outside the garage, and another guy's kind of kidding around with it. And the dog, I see him running towards me. And I should have stopped him. I didn't. And he runs past me. But I figured it'll just turn around soon. He took off.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever come back?
So that night, I was sleeping on a tent here. And I heard a lot of coyotes, so I just convinced myself the little fellow was gone.
Don't worry,
somebody found him.
How long did it take you to convince yourself? Were you just like, coyotes got him?
Yeah, I mean, you wake up at midnight, kind of in a, not the most populous area, and you hear the coyotes going crazy. You know what? This is the sickest thought.
You thought for sure that dog was just getting...
I thought for sure that they had eaten him to the point of, like, I wonder if the coyotes are like, what is this sweater? Why is...
Yeah, it tastes terrible.
You see a coyote with yawn in his teeth. That's the one you're looking for.
But, I mean, he just took off. Never came back.
Once that one came crashing down, 844-999-OLA.
I like how you add, you know, I should have stopped him, but I didn't.
Yeah, I know, right? You got to go to the ball.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Okay, so what came crashing down was a couple years ago. I was working in a machine shop. It was pretty green back then. And I was working late one day, and one of the night shift guys came over and asked me to help him move a toolbox so he could have a little more working space to work with. So I go to help him move everything, and this guy's toolbox from the day shift is still there. And I go to move this thing, and I didn't realize that he had, one, loaded it top-heavy, and two, the brakes on the toolbox were still locked. So as soon as I put any kind of weight on this thing, it started tipping, and I got a sudden burst of adrenaline where, you know, time kind of slows down, and you realize there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, sure, your body wants to give you just long enough to say OS.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And as soon as this thing hits the concrete, the entire shop pretty much shakes. Because this thing is loaded up with all kinds of equipment and everything from wrenches to gauges.
How much do you think this weighs?
Hammers and everything.
How much do you think it weighs? Probably half a ton, 700 pounds, what?
I would say tipping a ton of the way it sounded.
Okay.
But it didn't land on you, did it?
What's that?
It didn't land on you, did it?
Oh, no. I was off to the side, but it tipped forward, so it was unfolding in front of me, you will.
And when people don't realize when you're standing in a toolbox, this thing's like 4 or 5 feet high.
This is a massive thing.
Yeah, 5-foot toolbox. It's got roller wheels on it, and it's got a plethora of precision instruments in it. So the fall made it hurt even more knowing that. And as soon as this thing hits the concrete, you can feel the entire shop just vibrate. And this is a 2 or 3 story building, mind you. So as soon as this thing crashes, I still got ringing in my ears. And people are coming from all over the shop to come see what happened. And, you know, I immediately go into panic mode trying to clean this up and everything. And then I started noticing people from the second and third floor start coming down because they heard and felt this thing crash.
Damn, man.
So, yeah, it's not the best way to be the center of attention.
No, not at all. And then you got to take all the tools out, too, so you can get it upright.
See, that's the worst part.
Yeah, you can't just push the damn thing back up. What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
Sure, you had a cheap-ass IKEA dresser, right? And like anything, it eventually migrated to my son's bedroom. And I want to say he was 3 years old, and I don't remember what was on top of the dresser. But whatever was on top of the dresser itself kind of came tumbling down, but it made the whole dresser tip over. So it landed on him, but he did not go all the way down, okay? So, that's, I guess, funny looking back. I hear him kind of yelling for help. And when I go into his room, you know, like the statue of Atlas holding up the globe? He's like that. But what he didn't think about, and nobody really does until it happens, is when you catch a dresser, well, the drawers still roll forward.
Yes.
Right? So he caught this thing with his hands to prevent it from going all the way over. But then the dresser came out, smashed him in the face. The other one hits him in the gut. The other one hits him in the feet. He was not happy. And I'm trying not to laugh. Like, he was okay. But I gave him credit, man. He's just holding this thing up like, I got it.
Well, kids also don't understand that you can't have all four doors out wide open.
You know, I think that's part of it. There was something with it, but yeah, it came. So we got rid of the dresser. Mm-hmm. It was like, look, we get rid of the dresser of the kid. You know, came down to that. See, Ted? That's how you do it.
Cheap dresser, huh?
That's how I got a dresser. What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
You know what? I've had two armoires that were both hand-me-downs.
But take that, man.
But you're a foot person, and you're probably just naked feet all over that thing.
Armoire?
Oh, armoire. What the hell's the little thing where you put your feet up?
Ottoman.
Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, I was like, who's walking on an armoire with bare feet? That's a strange person, man.
That's a strange one.
Doing a snook off the top rope into the bed. Wow.
Hello, Kale. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So I had a really funny story about working in construction. We got drunk and a buddy fell off a roof, but I realized I had a really good one about when I was a plumber apprentice and I worked for this guy and he was just a total D-bag. And he also had an auction house and he got contracted with Microsoft to go down and clean out one of their kitchens and sell all the equipment at his auction house. So we had woken up to, they got in this really sketchy 27-foot box van and almost crashed it on the way down, and we had a buddy riding in the middle in a lawn chair. And we ended up getting down there and working all day, and it was just super, super heavy work. And we get back to the shop, and we had loaded up this flat grill. So it's like a double oven flat grill with like four burners on the side, and the thing weighed just a ton. And our boss, Ty, went to the store and grabbed us an 18-pack of beer and said, "Hey, you guys did a great job today. Here, you know, finish unloading, hang out around the shop, drink your beer, and then, you know, we'll see you guys on Monday." And he took off and left for the rest of the day, and we decided that we'd rather drink the beer instead of unload the truck. And after we killed off that 18-pack, we figured it was probably a better idea not to move that flat grill again. So we ended up just tipping it out of the back of the truck and blew it up in about 15 pieces and called him up and said that, yeah, man, there was a really bad accident. This thing just fell out of the truck. The planks broke, and, man, we're really sorry. You know, it's like a $4,000 oven, flat top, and we're just, like, not even having it. So he was okay with it because he didn't have to buy it, and no one got hurt. But he didn't know to this day. I hope he's listening because I really hate that guy.
Horrible human being.
In that case, I hope he's listening too.
Didn't deserve a $4,000 flat top. What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
I'll read a comment that came in. It says, "What came crashing down? My panties every time Ted says pumpkin." I have no idea what that's about, but go ahead.
Pumpkin?
Easy.
She might be in a store.
Come on, man.
Pumpkin.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Had I even said pumpkin today?
I don't know, but that's what she said, all right?
It's when two relatives have sex.
So what came crashing down, Aaron?
So my friends and I in high school, we used to give each other just hell all the time. And a quick example, which will lead up to this. A buddy of mine, we were at his apartment, and a friend of mine walked under, like, you know, outside you have a little walkway that you walk under. And we had thought it'd be funny to dunk a whole jar of ragu sauce on his head, which we did. But so I had to one up that, and we were at same apartment, and my friend was taking a shower. And so I got a whole pitcher full of ice water, and I thought, you know, that's not good enough. So I cracked a couple of eggs in it, too, and mixed it up, like, really good in the water. And so I went in there and, you know, dumped it over the shower curtain. Of course, she starts screaming, "You mother effer, I'm going to effing kill you. You mother effer." And, you know, I was already laughing, and so was my buddies that were with me. And we go back in the living room, and we're watching TV while he's finishing showering. And all of a sudden we hear, "What? What is this? Oh, my God. You mother effers." And he realized that he had eggs all over his body, but he had no idea what it was.
What did he think it could have been?
I know. I can only think of
his imagination.
I should have left the. Did you say you left the yolk out?
Oh no, we just we cracked it in.
If you left the yolk out, that would really
stir it up.
That would really mess with somebody.
Like, look, I can.
The yolk I can identify.
That's what they use as a prop in films.
Yeah.
What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
I've actually heard that, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've read an article about that.
Yeah, sure, like for real. They're like, depending on how they need the scene to look, they're like, we use egg
more than just for an angel food cake. You can.
And here I am trying to eat an omelet. Like, yeah, you know how to go with the French toast. I'm okay with that. Mm. Oh, let's talk to, what the hell. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
I finally got on again. You may not like this. It's a hell of a story.
You find it funny.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to protest. I'd like to add a category to stoned and not stoned. I'm not stoned. I'm not sober. I'm medicated.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That is clever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that sometime.
No. It's not clever. It's true. You can do that now. So I was much, much younger, probably 17, and at the time I was helping a buddy and his neighbors slaughter a cow. And we had it in a shed, and they'd shot it, and you hang it up by its legs, and they cut it open, and they emptied this thing, and they put it all in a 100-gallon barrel. And our jobs were to take this barrel and take it out to a pig farm and give half of the barrel to the pigs. And then wait and give them half the next day. We got it out there. We got the barrel. We're all in position. We let the tailgate down. We go to tip the barrel down. And mind you, the only device we have to cut these 100 pounds of guts is a shovel. And we're feeding 20, 25 pigs. And we lower the barrel very carefully down the tailgate of the truck, and it slammed down on the tailgate of the truck, and the guts come kind of squirting out, and there's just no way to stop it. So shovels were pretty useless. The barrel goes rolling off the end of the truck. We jump out of the way, and the pigs get really, really fat in one day.
I bet they did, yeah, because they ate the entire barrel.
Have you ever seen a pig eat meat?
You know, oddly enough, I have not.
I had a roommate.
This feels like a setup.
Yeah, I know. You ever seen a pig eat meat? I was drunk.
Right, exactly. At the Sizzler.
Let it go. Leave me alone.
What's up?
And her name is Shirley. Damn it.
Exactly.
I seen one.
She has a name. She has feelings.
Check out table 20 in the corner.
She's going to walk out of here covered in chocolate fountain.
You got it. Back corner. You see what I'm saying?
You what came, a restaurant.
What came crashing down? 844-999-0.
I think we have. By the way,
you ever seen a pig eat meat? Sorry. I mean, it sounds like somebody asked you in an alley before they rob you.
Yeah. Or it's a code because you're a spy.
Have you ever seen a pig eat meat by candlelight?
Comment comes in and says, any chance you guys can quit saying Lady Gaga and go back to saying Lady Gaga, and then they end it with thanks. Oh, I think your thanks is premature.
Yes.
It's Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
You can call it Gaga if you'd like. We learned how to speak. It's
like
Lady
Raccoon.
That's correct. Right? Raccoon?
Raccoon. And Gaga.
And Baboon.
Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Macaroon.
Exactly.
Gaga?
Cameroon.
Gaga. Right. Lady Gaga. We feel like we're...
We don't say Lady Kaka. Or right. We don't say Kaka when you call. We say Kaka.
Right.
That is not Kaka.
It's not Kaka.
Kaka.
So she's not Lady Gaga.
Kaka, by the way, is poop.
It's Lady Gaga.
And Miles mentioned earlier, it was a Queen song, right?
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Radio
but
Gaga.
They're English. So in America, it's pronounced Gaga.
Right. That's why they say raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
Caca. Kangaroo.
What came crashing down? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A 23-year-old woman who fell 80 feet from a balcony in Mexico was practicing extreme yoga. And she has shared an update claiming that she is recovering quickly. In August, college student Alex Charizas was photographed practicing a yoga pose, hanging upside down over a balcony railing with her knees bent. She then lost her balance and fell from the sixth floor of the apartment building, causing her to break 110 bones and undergo 11 hours of surgery. Nearly 2 months later, the woman has revealed she's recovering well despite the massive injuries that she sustained. I really want to send you thank you and say so much for all your prayers, for so many good vibes. I feel great. And thanks to that, I have made many, many advances. Even the doctors are shocked that they did not believe that my body would react so quickly. The outlet reported that she recently had surgery on one of her elbows to help get mobility in her hands and arms. She also receives a daily physical therapy. Our question, what came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Thank you.
Hola.
Hola. This is my first time calling, but this is too good to pass up.
All right.
My uncle had a pilot's license back in the 70s, and a friend of his was getting married. And so as a wedding surprise, he got on his airplane and took a 100-pound sack of flour, cut it open, and threw it out over the house with the idea that it was going to snow down onto the house. Well, that's not what happened. What happened was it crashed all the way through the roof and landed on the bride.
Landed where?
That 100-pound sack of flour crashed through the roof and landed on the bride.
It landed on the bride?
Onto the bride, yep.
Did it kill her?
No, it didn't kill her. It just shocked everybody and, you know, where'd this come from?
So wait, had they actually gotten married yet, or this is during the actual wedding itself?
It was right in the middle of the ceremony.
Oh, my God.
Are they still married?
I don't know. I've lost track of them, so I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, so well,
that
was cut the bag open and just threw the whole damn bag out.
Correct.
And did people think this was funny? Did he show up later, or did he just go home?
Oh, it's just another one. He took some ribbing for it, and I don't know. I imagine he probably paid to have the house fixed. He was that kind of guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you crash down a bag of flour through the roof of a home,
I think most people are that kind of guy. If I drop a 100-pound bag of flour through your roof, man, and hit your bride on her wedding day,
you kind of have to.
It's like rain on wedding day.
Is this meant to be? What came crashing down? 844-999 OLA.
I think Alanis Morissette would have addressed that in song. Hello, I'm sure somebody told her, it's good luck to be hit by a 100-pound bag of flour that dropped out of the sky on your wedding day. Hello, Joel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Gold medal for that.
Well done. About 4.5 years ago, I was installing fall protection for a living, the railing that holds you on the deck.
Yeah.
And my boss accidentally knocked me backwards off the deck, and I do mean accidentally before you ask if it was really an accident.
But was it really an accident? I still have to ask.
Right. I asked later. 11 feet, 2 inches from the bottom of my feet to the concrete below, and I landed head first.
Oh! Did it knock you out?
I did not get up, no. A couple of brain bleeds, a few days in the hospital, some massive deep tissue damage, permanent brain damage, chronic back pain.
What's the permanent brain damage? Can you recognize it?
Yeah, so I have short-term memory loss issues, so I can hold a conversation with someone and remember that I had a conversation, but not remember the content of said conversation.
Ooh, are you married?
I am.
Oh, this has got to be perfect.
It's the same difference.
This is amazing. Like
you, I told you about this the other day.
I've got
maybe.
Who are we going to dinner with?
I actually do use that quite often.
Yes,
and
you do.
It's actually true more often than not, but yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I don't remember.
Just don't use it too much. You know what I mean? Only pull out the card when you need it.
The thing is, you don't need to use it then. Because you're not going to remember it anyway.
Well, but if you tell me 9 months
before the event, remember, on March 21st of 2017, I'm not going to remember this.
It's my fantasy football draft.
Right.
It's not all short-term memory. It really is, like, hit and miss because of where the bleeding was in my brain. Like, I watched the scan of it, and it's kind of creepy.
Well, okay, sure, because it's your head. What else? Have you noticed anything? Like, are you naked standing on top of a building calling us right now? I mean, are there other things besides the short memory loss?
There's less brain to mouth filter, so I get away with saying crap I didn't used to. Because it just kind of comes out of my mouth.
How about when you're driving someplace? Like right now? I mean, could you forget that you're supposed to be on your way to the grocery store and then have to remind yourself why you're in the car?
I actually do have reminders for things like that, alerts in my phone for if I have to get something on my way home. Because I do forget, but it's usually just small, piddly stuff, and get frustrated and get out and go get it.
Either way, though, man,
remember to check the phone.
What came crashing down? 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.